Happy Monday, Brooke.
Same to you, Fred.
Hey, it's good to have you with us, and this is a good day to have the cover story be our housing market in the Las Cruces area with the showcase of homes this past weekend, and I believe this coming weekend, lots of folks are thinking about houses.
Yeah, they sure are, and the numbers are slightly better. I took a look at the numbers for the first quarter and compared them with previous quarters. And we're seeing that there's been an increase in the number of homes sold and also a decrease in the number of homes actually on in inventory on the market. Both good signs, of course. When you talk to professionals, though, I'm still hearing words like 2011 was the worst year ever. And this might be just a blip on the radar. And so I guess after 4 years of, you know, some people trying to be, you know, next year will be the year, some people have just given up and say, we don't know when the market's going to be coming back. But Terry Camacho, who's the president of the Las Cruces Realtors Association and a realtor herself, she really believes there is momentum. You know, the phones are ringing more. There's more people inquiring. You know, not that they're all buying. But, you know, several years ago, the phones were silent and people weren't inquiring. So this is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and it's interesting with this showcase of homes. I mean, you're even seeing some spec homes being built again, and some of them are in the showcase.
Yeah, you are. A few. A lot. Very few compared to before. But you are seeing some of those built. And there are success stories. Hakes Brothers, a company, and they build a lot out on the East Mesa. If you go out there, you'll see their signs. You'll see a lot of houses going up. So it's not like none are being built and none are being sold. It is taking place. The average sell price has gone down this year from last quarter. But this has been the best quarter since 2010, which is a little bit of a misnomer because that was the tax break, if you remember, the new home buyer tax break.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a huge push to get homes through then. But, yeah, we're seeing some improvement. 269 homes were sold through the first 3 months of this year. Last year, for the same time period, it was 242. And there's about the same number on the market. There's, let me see here, four less than last year, which is still a step in the right direction.
And how many is that are on the market?
707 through the end of March.
707, okay, which is a big drop from where we were. Not that long ago.
In 2009, it was 843.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
interesting. All right. In the profile this week, I see you have a woman who has been involved in managing a number of restaurants.
Yeah, Maria Gonzalez. She's just 20. She's in college at NMSU, and she started out just basically cleaning tables and doing that kind of stuff at Empire Buffet right up there by the Mesilla Valley Mall. Of course, you know that they've opened a second location down in El Paseo called Empire Express, which is a sort of a fast food takeout type Chinese place. And Maria is the manager of both places. So she started out, you know, like as a hostess and that sort of stuff. And next thing you know, she's helping with the cash register, and the owner was trusting her with paperwork and managerial duties. And next thing you know, she's the manager. So here's a woman managing two stores, going to college, although she took this semester off for a break, and never calling in sick and just working. So she's somebody to keep your eye on. She's obviously a go-getter.
That's what I was just thinking. That's the term I was thinking, go-getter.
Pretty dang competent, too, must be. So, and she's studying communication disorders. So we'll see if she stays in business or goes into that field.
All right, fantastic. In the What's New section this week, lots of variety.
Yeah, one thing, another new salon has opened. It's in the Pueblo Plaza on South Main Street, and it's called The Painted Door, and they have a nice red door right there to go along with the name. Jacqueline Toth is the owner, and she studied in Phoenix to become a, and you might have to help me with this word, that's why I'm a writer, aesthetician? Do you know that word?
I'm going to just let you handle
it. I can write it. But it's somebody who you know, works on the skin, works on the face, and can do chemical peels and dermophile and all that sort of stuff on the face. So she's trained in all that. And they sell, you know, skincare lines and do waxing and brow tints and glitter makeup, in case you're interested. All kind of fun stuff. The green offices up on Roadrunner It's that neat building. It sort of has bluish green windows and everything. They've been open for a little while, but they finally had their ribbon cutting. And Virgin Galactic and several other places have already moved into there with offices. And there's this insurance company. It's a Brightway Insurance. They'd like to open 4 locations in the Las Cruces area, they announced. Now, it's one of those deals where they want to sell franchises, but they'd really like to set up some franchises here in the Las Cruces area. So,
and that's called Brightway?
Brightway Insurance. Okay. And I have their contact.
Hadn't heard of that before.
What's new. All right. No, I hadn't heard of that one either. I guess they're out of, they're in Alabama and Florida and Georgia and South Carolina, so the Southeast, and they're coming west.
Okay. And did we miss one, an ammo store? Or did you already
Yes. It's DAM Ammo out on Picacho. They've actually been open for a little while since last year. It's a father and a son running it, and they sell, you know, obviously ammunition. There's guns and different kind of products out there, too. It's at 3100, what would that be, West Picacho Avenue.
All right. In the Babbling Brook this week, proof that predictions aren't always going to come true.
I saw an article once where reviewers criticized The Wizard of Oz because they said there was too much color in it. It would hurt people's eyes. You know, and then 5 years ago, there was this gentleman who wrote a review saying the iPhone will fail because it's nothing more than a luxury bauble or babble, however you want to say that. So it's one of those things, don't underestimate, you know, technology. Just, especially in this, the way things are going. You know, not everything's going to work, but boy, just think for the horizon here on this situation. Whatever's going to happen, you know, the most outlandish thing you can think of is probably going to come true.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, technology is one of those things where it really is hard to predict. I mean, I don't think anyone could have predicted the incredible success of the tablet computer.
Now
they're saying in a few years it's going to overtake both the desktop and the laptop PCs.
Yep.
That the tablets, people really like them.
And by the middle of this decade, they're saying that, you know, handheld-type devices are going to be the way most people get their information. It's crazy. But it's understandable, too.
It is. It is. And you know, that is why I think a lot of people are interested in reading about Steve Jobs and how he was able to really predict what kind of technology products would be successful.
Yeah, I hate to, you know, sound like a walking cliche, but he really was a visionary. If there ever was a visionary, it was him. And it'll be interesting to see if that company falls off a little bit without him there, without him pushing.
Yeah,
so, interesting.
It will be, and it's fascinating. And as you write about this, it's probably an encouragement for you to keep track of all these predictions because it can make for some really interesting
it'll make for some interesting writing too, just to keep track of. I mean, it's very easy to go back and criticize somebody after the fact, of course. We've all made predictions that, you know, did not come true,
All right, Brooke, those stories and much more coming up in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke Stockburger, the business editor at the Sun News, thanks for being here.